I bet he was gritty as a ghost.
Told you, ghost boy, don't count on that. But yeah, you can buy a Coke, but so death, that's one thing you can't. Yeah.
But that's true. And we're not seeing that quite as much anymore either, where people are wanting to count everything. So it's like we've taken a little bit more conservative approach in today's world, and I think that's going to help us not have the foreclosures that we're seeing all over the nation in the last years.
You see, I still think in West Texas, and this is kind of how it's brought up, you know, if you have an asset, you say, what's it worth? And you think, well, it might be worth it, but for sure it's worth here.
Right.
And you kind of underestimate your stuff. And you seem to be okay. It's the people that overestimate everything they have.
Yes.
Have a problem. And I think most West Texas people, do you agree? Or have you
I do.
That?
I do. And now the difference between if you talk to people in Midland and Odessa.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to San Angelo. Complete different people. Complete different attitudes about those kind of things. San Angelo is very, very conservative all the way around.
Well, but most of us don't make the kind of money that some of those people can make in a month.
Exactly. You know, exactly. So our lifestyles are a little bit different.
Yeah. But your dad would be a good example. I'm pretty sure he didn't overestimate anything.
Well, and my dad, if he ever had to come in for a loan, of course, he couldn't get it because he has no credit score because he's never borrowed a dime. Yeah. But yeah, he doesn't quite understand our whole concept of when we talk about these things. He just thinks people should wait to buy that house till you can pay cash for it.
Hey, folks, I'm making this up because I've known her dad a long, long time, but I'm pretty sure if you ever saw those movies where somebody goes to the backyard and digs up mason jars with money in it, that would be her dad.
That would be dad.
I said he does. I'll be digging in your dad's backyard. He'd get mad at me, but I just can envision him having mason jars with money back there or somewhere hidden.
Yeah, he's a very, very conservative man, to say the least. So, but yeah, and then I've had people that come in my office that's 80 years old, and they'll say, well, I don't think you'll probably give me a loan because of my age. Trust me, we do not discriminate because of age. We wouldn't discriminate. We can't discriminate. But I will tell you, those are the best loans we make. If you need to borrow money and you're a senior citizen or whatever, as long as you qualify, we are thrilled to loan you money. We know you will pay us back.
I don't know if I won't say this on the record, but I've watched you help people, whether they're sick or healthy or not stuff. You helped a lady for us.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You're still helping her, but she just passed away.
So
no matter what the health or whether it is, Valerie's going to help you. But sad, just sweet, sweet lady, and great, not income. So I was helping her work through it, but anyway, we will
help you. I mean, that's what we're there for. We are there to help you.
Because she doesn't. I'm telling you, whether it's your age. Now, if you have bad credit and you don't do anything about it, that's not discrimination. That means you just don't get a loan.
Right.
With anybody.
But if you want to work on it and you want to buy a house, it may take us a year to get you there, but we can get you there.
Let me ask a question. We run credit for our rental department, which I try real, real hard to have nothing to do with, I'll be honest with you, including my own rentals rent it. I don't want to mess with them either. That's a whole different animal, folks, I promise
it
you.
It is.
Just on everything. You think the storm we had, you talk about a mess. But anyway, it was. So one poor lady lost her whole roof, came off the whole house.
Wow.
And she was mad, and it was like, we didn't take the roof off her house. But anyway, point I'm getting here, we've seen this a couple of times, and I don't know how y'all handle it. I think you probably different. But we had one guy come in, and he was a good guy. His wife got sick. He had several operations. He had a lot of medical bills.
Yes.
He was still paying them, and they were all late. I didn't count them against him. Y'all brought it to me, and I said, I'm not counting those against him.
Right.
You know, his other bills, you know, he wasn't late before then on anything.
Right.
You know, to me, it's like, I go buy a new car. I don't make my car payments. I deserve a hickey. You know, but you
medical
know,
is medical,
something happens.
Though,
you don't say, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, it does hurt your credit score now. It didn't used to in the old days, but now it does
so
hit your credit. It does. It does hurt your credit score. But when we're looking at it, as long as your credit score is where we need it to be, we won't count it against you, okay, because it is medical. But it does. It is part of the credit score
but
nowadays.
I will see this, and I know this because when I had before, it's been a while back, but thank you, goodness, and thank you, God. But if you go to Shannon and you say, hey, can I do this and this? They'll work with you.
Yes, you just have to make those payments. If you do not make those payments, they will turn you into collection as fast as your little head could spin.
Well, which
is only right.
Right. But if you go and say, I can't afford $1,000 a month, I can afford $50 a month or whatever you can do, I think they try real hard to work with you.
I think they do. And I think also if they can't work with you, there are places that you can go to that would work with you. So, I mean, as far as like if they like they say, we can't do it, but this collection agency will work with you on it to not put it on your credit if you do what you're supposed to do with them. There's all sorts of people. You just can't put your head in the sand. You have to deal with it. And I know sometimes it's just easier for us to put our head in the sand when it has to do with credit.
Well, and like you said, I had a little heart scare. And just for 2 days in the hospital, you know, I thought I bought a new Rolls Royce or something.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's expensive. I mean,
I don't know how much Rolls Royce even cost, but it sure felt like it.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah, it is a tremendous expense for a lot of people. I mean, we've dealt with a lot of people recently. People have been sick. I mean, times have changed. And so just be sure that you make agreements with them.
Okay. The bond program, I sure like that. Let's talk a little bit. We're running close on our time, too, but I still think FHA right now is a deal. And I'll tell you why. Here, folks, I'll tell you. FHA is assumable. And I still believe, because rates have been so low for so long, when they do jump up to 6 or 7%, which are still great, by the way, and you have a 4% FHA loan.
Right.
You know, and we haven't, our market hasn't appreciated that much. People are going to buy your house. So let's say they have $20,000, $30,000. They're going to say, okay, here's your equity. I'm going to qualify. I have to qualify, right?
Correct. You have to qualify.
Qualify and assume your FHA loan at 4%.
Yeah.
So they're only buying your house. They're going to buy your loan.
Right. I'm like you. I love FHA, and we're a little bit easier on FHA about certain things. But the assumability has not been important in the past because interest rates have been low. In the future, I believe the assumability is going to be a big deal in the future.
And you do have your MIP/PMI, whatever, your private mortgage insurance, which is going to stay on there.
Correct.
But it's still...
But if you're going to live in the house for 5 years or 6 years or whatever years, it's still that assumability outweighs the mortgage insurance.
I think big time.
Mm-hmm, I do
too. I will just promise you, I've watched people, and again, this is dating both of us.
Right.
This is back in the 80s, early 80s. People did that.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Before 1988 is when the easily assumable loans were, where you didn't have to qualify.
Yeah, but the people that did qualify were still on the loan. That wasn't a good deal.
Yes. So now those people, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be off the loan.
Yeah. So if I have a loan and Jeremy wants to buy my house and he said, here's your 20 grand, Scott, get out of my new house. I just assumed your loan. I'm free and clear of it. It's gone. I mean, it's like paid off as far as I'm concerned.
Correct. So, yeah. It's sold. It's gone.
So it's all good.
Yeah. No, so. I'm a big believer in FHA too. FHA and VA, if you're a veteran, the VA loan you cannot beat, period.
So first off, come into Valerie, get some education. And I'm going to tell you right now, before I even want to show houses, I want you to get pre-qualified for two reasons. Number one, I want to make sure that you can afford the houses we're looking at.
Yes.
Remember I did this, and I'm going to tell a quick story, but remember my Ethicon people? Long, long, long time ago?
Yes.
I got them, and they didn't tell me two things. They didn't tell me about the two brand new cars they bought.
Yeah.
And he made great money at Ethicon. Both of them weren't there. They made really good money. We looked at these really nice houses, and they had the two little kids. And then we went to Valerie after I already had a house for him, and she said, they can't qualify. And the look on his face, the look on those kids' faces, and I'm saying, you know what, I'm never doing this to those people or anybody ever again.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. So, because loan officers know all the right questions. Realtors know good questions, but there may be some nitpicking things that the loan officer can tell you about a new program that we wouldn't have any idea about. Go get pre-qualified. That's reason number one. Reason number two, especially in a hot market in San Angelo, if you're under $150,000, is a very hot market.
It is. It is a really good market.
And I will promise you this. Promise you, if it gets me in trouble for saying, I'm just being honest. If I have a contract from Agent B and Agent C, and one of them has an in-house lender on it, especially Valerie, and it shows a pre-approval letter on it, versus one that doesn't have one, or one that has somebody that's $10 I'm going to tell my people to go with the seller, even if it's a little less money.
Yeah.
Because I believe that loan will go through, and the house will close, and they'll be happy.
Right.
That's how important that pre-qual letter is.
Yes, it is.
It's just a subject to appraisal of the house, subject to you not doing anything stupid between now and then.
Right.
You know, it has some disclaimers. But at least the seller knows that, yes, you've already been to the bank and you're going to get qualified.
Right.
How do they get hold of you?
659-4949.
659-4949. Y'all have a great week. We'll catch you next week.